USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A woman whose name has become very familiar recently and for tragic reasons was laid to rest on Sunday morning. Gabby Petito's father is saying he wanted people to be inspired by his daughter's love of the outdoors.
This trip you guys want to take, take it now.
At his 22-year-old daughter's memorial service on Long Island, Joseph Petito said his daughter was a very free spirit, and he also made an apparent reference to the missing boyfriend, Brian Laundrie. He said those who are in relationships that are not good for them should leave that relationship now. Gabrielle Petito's body was found in a Wyoming state park. Laundrie now a suspect in her disappearance, but he hasn't been heard from in about 10 days. Team America winning the 43rd annual Ryder Cup at Whistling Straits in Wisconsin on Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says orders he issued are the only thing stopping illegal immigration in his state. He spoke on Fox News Sunday, the Republican governor saying the Biden administration has left Texas with no choice, even though immigration is usually handled on the federal level. He says the Haitian migrants wouldn't have been in the situation they were in if the administration was upholding immigration laws. Meanwhile, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary had something to say about the Haitian immigrants episode. Here's more from USA Radio's Jeremy Scott.
Alejandro Mayorkas says as many as 12,000 illegal immigrants from Haiti have been released into the U.S.
About 3,000 are actually in detention. Others are in immigration court proceedings. They are monitored by us.
Secretary Mayorkas on Fox News Sunday says that number could rise as another 5,000 cases are processed.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An NFL head coach is hospitalized this evening. Kansas City's head coach Andy Reid said to be recovering after a trip to the hospital after the Sunday loss, 30-24, at home to the L.A. Chargers. ESPN says Reid was taken to a hospital by an ambulance after saying that he felt ill on the sidelines towards the end of the game. The coach was reportedly treated at first for dehydration. He is expected to be fine and perhaps released within a matter of hours. The coach was not, however, able to address the media after the team's loss to the Chargers. Five people said to still be hospitalized following a train derailment in a remote area of Montana on Saturday, and the governor there explained that those people are in stable condition while everybody else was treated for injuries and have since been released. Three people, though, were killed in that derailment, and authorities are still looking into how that train left the tracks. An NTSB crew has arrived and will start their investigation in earnest tomorrow. And actress Lois Smith made Tony Awards history on Sunday evening as the New York Times was reporting that the 90-year-old became the oldest person to win a Tony Award. She took home a trophy for Best Actress in a featured role in a play for her character Margaret in The Inheritance. And during her acceptance speech, she said she loves the process of live theater and always will. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.